My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome to the Mindset and Me podcast live. We are honored to be recording in this incredible space, the Whiteley, in association with Six Senses. I'm so excited to bring Leo Cassende to the podcast. Leo is a Swiss, thank you, Swiss sound artist known for his sensory experiences that question human perspective, and we'll really, really get into that. He's worked with the Royal Academy of Arts, London Design Festival, Pace Gallery, as well as brands such as Facebook, Google, Vogue, Selfridges, and of course, Six Senses. I actually first experienced Leo's brilliance 4 years ago with my dear friend, Kat Shenton. She's just arrived. Down there, yeah. We went to one of his amazing sound baths and were transported to a different place. I truly have never experienced anything like that since. And so it would be great, Leo, for those who don't know you, to share your story.
Okay. Well, I think most people are here for the sound, so I'm not going to talk for too long. But I thought what we could do is start with a little exercise, some kind of meditative exercise. Are you guys up for it?
Yes, cool. We are.
All right, okay. If you can manage with the phone, then great. All right. You don't have to close your eyes. You might want to close your eyes, just see what happens. Ideally, sitting upright, sort of grounding your sitting bones. Feeling like your spine is sort of really rooted in the chair and it's kind of growing upwards towards the ceiling. And then you're going to allow your jaw to really relax. So really allowing a gap between your lips and your teeth. To see if you can almost look as if you were lost for words. Kind of like that. But a total relaxation of the face. Mouth is open, that's quite important. And I'm not going to look at your eyes in case your eyes are open. So just feel very free. But it is quite nice to close your eyes. And then we're going to empty our lungs completely. Completely emptying the lungs together. And then we're going to wait for everybody and we're going to breathe together as one pair of lungs. So I'm assuming everybody's out of breath now. Let's breathe in through the nose very, very slowly. And exhale through the mouth. And again, really pushing so that there's no more air. We should still be exhaling. And now inhale again. Relax your shoulders when you do this. And an exhale. And if you have your eyes open, you don't have to look at me. Just look somewhere in front of you. Inhale again. And when you're full of breath, hold your breath. And then purse your lips as if you were playing a horn or blowing into a conch shell. Tiny, tiny hole in the middle of your lips, and you're going to breathe out really slowly as if the air particles were queuing to come out of your mouth, right? Like there's a fire in the building, but there's a funnel to come out. Just like that. Really, really tiny hole in the middle of your lips, extending the exhalation for as much as you can. What that does is it activates your vagus nerve, which is basically what regulates your nervous system. And again, inhaling through the nose one more time. And exhaling through pursed lips. Tiny, tiny. You're breathing out through a microscopic straw. Slowing your heart rate. increasing the gap between each beat, your heart rate variability, which is a good thing. And then eventually resuming a normal breath in your own time. And you're welcome to keep your eyes closed for the conversation. There's not much to do with your eyes. So yeah, let's get started.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. You can feel the effects of it so much instantly in just a couple of minutes. So I guess
it takes longer, right? Some of you might be thinking, I don't know if I'm seeing much of a difference, but things take practice, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So your story, I guess, how you got to where you are today.
Okay. First thing of interest that I feel like sharing is that my great uncle was the first chiropractor in Switzerland. So it's like osteopathy, but not quite. And way before I showed any interest in music or sound, he said, your son, I think it was to my mother, your son has the ears of a musician. I quite like that, looking back, because that kind of made my life. I designed my life consciously and unconsciously around sound and music. So that's like one key thing. The second thing is a fairly unusual childhood in a very neutral, sort of upright country that is, you know, Switzerland, where things are done in a certain way and trains are on time. So I guess I'm grateful for that. There were ups and downs. You know, that's just family, I guess. Number three, anxiety. That I think anxiety sort of kicked in when I was a child, when I was nine or 10, and I had panic attacks and I didn't know what they were at the time. It took quite a few years to realize what they were because I just didn't really talk about it.
How did you realize that? How did you come to that?
You mean who helped me find out what that was?
Yeah.
I was like some kind of, it was actually an osteopath.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty tough, and that made me, that kind of kick-started a chain of events, you know, that hasn't ended, kind of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next thing is a move to London to pursue music. And then I met my wife, who is preparing the room next door. She is a scent expert, and it's just going to be incredible. So we work together and facilitate experiences for various people and brands.
Yeah.
So she took me to my first sound experience. And I think I repeat myself because I've said it many times, but it was mind-blowing. And I got a couple of gongs very soon after and have facilitated over 2,000 sound baths in the last decade, basically.
Wow, that is incredible. And I echo that. It is mind-blowing. And I think that we're going to experience something truly special today. I would say that your offering is really unique and it really kind of makes you different. I guess what inspired you to the way that you create these experiences?
I guess everything, but I love surrealism, Dadaism. Dada, which was founded in Zurich at the Cabaret Voltaire. So I like things to be unusual, to be different. I like to turn things upside down, to break them apart and put them together again. So there is many ways of facilitating a sound meditation. And I like that. I like it's malleable, you know, and I kind of made it my own. And I feel like I include people as well. I don't alienate people, which is very important, you know. And sometimes I look like I'm taking myself seriously, but I'm not. And that helps, you know?
Definitely. I guess for anyone who's never experienced a sound bath, what are the benefits? What should people be feeling?
Well, they shouldn't feel anything. But what they might... I mean, there's two sides to it, right? So people are always interested in the science these days. And I understand, although one could argue that science is becoming a bit of a religion in some ways. That's my opinion. To some extent, but a sound bath helps people with sleep. So it down-regulates cortisol, which is something that we're all on these days, way too much of it. And sleep has then a knock-on impact on our immune system and nervous system. So sleep is, as we know, essential. And the number one thing that I hear from people who've been to my sound baths and sound baths in general is, I had an amazing sleep, an incredible sleep, worth noting. But regardless of sleep, sound vibration, regardless of whether it's applied to the skin or just heard and picked up through the air, helps the immune system through, I can't remember now what that's called, but it's something that bodybuilders take to like strengthen. No. But keep going. Who else?
I don't know.
It's not steroids sure. either. I don't know. But basically, like, it activates the cardiovascular system and improves blood circulation. And it basically boosts the cardiovascular system and immune system. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is obviously the vagus nerve. Mm. The vagus nerve is very much activated through sound. And that has an impact on how resilient we are. How we process stressful events, how we process stress. So I would say like these are the three important things in terms of like scientifically backed things, so benefits. And then what I'm more interested in is what it does to your mind, like how you look at things, how you connect the dots, how you see something and then you hear something over there, see something here, and you somehow connect them, right? So I always think of like people like Einstein and other, like Salvador Dali, whatever. People who inspire me, they tend to like see life differently. And I find that to some extent, it has helped me in my own way to connect some dots internally and externally. So it makes you, well, we're all creative, but it evokes a capacity, a sense of capacity of creative empowerment, which I think is essential because we consume a lot, but we don't create half enough, really.
Absolutely. I guess for anyone who's maybe starting on their journey, would you say you should practice it like once a week? Would you say there's like a certain timing? Like if somebody wants to start taking this up and really, really getting into more of a different type of sound meditation? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's all bespoke. It's like it's an individual thing. So it's tricky because I know what has helped me is frequency in the sense of like doing something every day, but it doesn't have to be a sound bath every day. And that's quite a commitment.
Yeah.
I made an app called Third Ear, which gives you an amazing experience, as amazing as it can be, through earphones, speakers, and headphones. But I think bonding as a tribe, even if you don't know the people in the room, is very important because we're, isolated and spend a lot of time on screens. So going to a group experience even once a month, I think is really, really important. And I oftentimes see like mothers and daughters or fathers taking their children and obviously couples as well. And that's really important. I think a lot happens when you're lying down and your brain is in a different state. You know, there might be a communication that we can't quite measure yet. Mm. I really believe in that. Mm. Yeah.
Super powerful. You just touched on there the app, actually, which I did want to talk about. It's called Third Ear. It's amazing. I downloaded it just last week. It is honestly incredible. And also, Leo created an audiobook with HarperCollins, which is 7 days of sound meditation. So, yeah, if you could maybe just give us a bit more detail on what you can expect from the app and also from the audiobook.
Great. Well, the first thing I want to say is I made the app with my sister and a school friend. It's Swiss made, so it might be good. It might be boring, but it might be good. We have a moon meditation every night. So I have a gong that is tuned to the synodic frequency of the moon, having several cycles. So for those who are into that, there's like a tip every night that comes along with the moon meditation, which is fresh, freshly made. And then for children, we have a set of animal cards that have a little mantra, a little saying. And it's a bit of a journey, so it's not just one instrument, it's like a series of instruments that sort of blend into each other. And that is quite nice. And I guess that's it.
It sounds amazing. And honestly, I can really vouch for the app. It is incredible. And I've got so much more to delve into. I've got one more thing to ask Leo, but I wonder, does anyone actually have a question that you would want to ask maybe before we start to wrap up? No pressure, by the way.
Can I ask Why is it that you use gongs as opposed to any other instrument?
Yeah, I work with several instruments. I really like gongs because I feel they can do a lot of various things. You know, there's a lot of potential. The canvas is quite large, whereas crystal balls are fairly limited. But I love conch shells. I think each instrument has its voice, but you could argue that a gong has many voices. It's very rich. And it's often people say, wow, it's loud, and actually it's not. It's just that it's very rich. So it's filling up a lot of the acoustic field in terms of frequencies. And you can actually see that when you're in the studio and you record a gong. It's like every part of the spectrum is busy, which you wouldn't see. So it'd be busy all across, whereas a crystal ball would probably be same line, but it would only be a blip here. But that doesn't mean the gong is better. And also, you can be a bit more expressive with the gong, you know. So, and I don't know, maybe I like to perform as well, so maybe there is an element of performance, which, by the way, performance can be very healing. Yeah. There's a great man called Alejandro Jodorowsky. He lives in Paris. He's in his 90s. He's made some great movies as well, and he does tarot readings. And he's the kind of the father of performance art. I think it's called performance art. And the way he does it, and I think there's a documentary that you can watch. It's like incredible, and his books are amazing. It's like coming up with certain rituals that you can do to transcend certain stories, past or present stories that you tell yourself. Or that you're suffering from. So it's pretty amazing.
Really powerful. Really powerful. Thank you. That's an amazing answer. Any other questions from anyone?
I just want the sound bath now.
Yeah. Well, before we end the podcast, we always ask everybody, what is one mindset hack that you would share for anyone who's just started out on their journey?
Maybe a heart set then. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, you know, thinking about what I just said, you know, creating rather than consuming, or at least having a decent ratio of creation, consumption. I think meditation is incredible. Like having the right diet is good, being outside, real light, not blue light, and so on. All of these things are really important. But one thing that trumps it all is actually doing something that you love and creating.
I love that.
So if you pursue that, it's probably the hardest thing to do in life is to pursue what you really love. But on the other hand, it just gives you a certain amount of resilience and strength and endurance that suddenly makes a lot of other things very small.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we must be careful not to make mental health too much of a thing. I mean, I don't want to be misunderstood here, but I do think that if we pursue what we really love, it equips us
mm-hmm.
with a lot of energy, tools, and so on, positive attitude. And then it makes the other things, it kind of ticks a lot of other boxes mm-hmm. in a way.
I get that repetition and of course something that you enjoy, it completely registers in the brain differently. So I get that from like, sorry to talk science, a scientific point as well. So yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
And then another thing that I really like doing is kind of seeing myself as a computer and programming myself every day by like, you know, just making sure I'm on course with what I actually want to do, because life tends to pull you in many different directions and there's so many distractions.
Yeah.
So like pursuing what I really want, which is the hardest thing in the world. It's very painful, but equally I wouldn't have it any other way. And then like having something that I read every day that just recalibrates and just keeps me on course, because otherwise you go there. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I think that's really helpful. Thank you so much, Leo. This has been fascinating.
Yeah,
and thank
you're
you, everyone, for being here. Thank you so much. I really hope you enjoyed that interview as much as me. I find Leo fascinating. The work that he does, the energy that he brings so much light to the world, which we all need. I'm truly honored to share this with you. Leo has kindly and so graciously allowed me to share the sound bath with you. This is an incredible experience. So I really, really invite you to maybe save this for a time when you're totally relaxed. Lay down, close your eyes, and enjoy every single moment.
Siri, Siri, Siri.